time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into today's show, Tuesday, October 10th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to shout out happy birthday to my brother Brian down in Macomb County and our granddaughter, Jessica Nicole Adamick. She's down in Jacksonville, Florida. Texted her this morning, happy birthday to you. She went, Grandpa, I'm too old for singing. So, yes, she is. She's doing great, but living in Florida, not Michigan. Had a great meeting last night for the Antrim County Conservative Union. Fantastic information that we shared. Also, video conferenced Sherry O'Donnell, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, into the meeting last night. Got to listen to her reasoning as to why she's running for the U.S. Senate. And the more I hear her, the more I really, really like her. 60-year-old internal medicine doctor, 65% of her practice is women, never been married. I asked her point blank off the record when we were setting up the first radio interview, do you like men? You a lesbian? What's going on? Never been married, 60 years old. She goes, I love men. I'm just too busy. I don't have time. So she gave a great interview discussion with the folks there attending the meeting last night. And we absolutely appreciate her time. And I got to tell you, kind of an interesting dynamic. She feels truly called to run for this seat. She said last night that she believes that she can out-debate Elisa Slotkin, call her out on her issues, her agenda, and talk as a medical doctor, something she thinks that's truly missing in the U.S. Senate. We have other doctors, of course. Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky, I believe, and others. But she comes at it from a different perspective. She's a woman. She's 100% pro-life. And she said that she comes at it from a completely different perspective than a male doctor. Somebody who has dealt with women who have had to make difficult decisions regarding getting an abortion or having a baby. And she believes that there is ways to help women, support them emotionally, financially, to avoid getting an abortion. Perhaps if they decide not to keep the baby, even though she finds it difficult to believe once a mother holds the baby in her arms, to give it up for adoption. Especially in cases of rape and incest. She may not want to mother the child, be financially responsible for it. Well, she says we need to make adoption a more viable alternative to abortion. So, interesting conversation. Greatly appreciate all those that showed up. I know Sheboygan Public Library had the Chris Ann Hall video training last night. I'm going to reach out to those who have participated, see if they want to come on and give us a live field report for that. And, of course, tonight, 7 o'clock at the Onaway School, another school board meeting. If you voted to elect a new elected school board members, you need to come to the meeting tonight. Speak up during public comment, show your support. We got an event happening on Friday. We're going to talk about it with Lyle Dickinson in the next segment. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky. There's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this Tuesday. Joining us on the line right now from Onaway is Lyle Dickinson, longtime friend, activist, been involved in all kinds of things over the years. Lyle, good morning.
Good morning, Randy.
Wanted to have you on. You and I spoke last night before my ACCU meeting, and you said that you guys are planning something for this Friday.
Yes, we're going to have a, I call it prayer vigil. It's going to be at the VFW Hall right here in Onaway. It's on Friday the 13th of this year, and it's going to be at 1 p.m.
This week, this Friday, you're talking?
Correct.
Yep. Okay. Now, one thing I want to make sure everybody's clear on, this is the VFW post. I believe it's on M68 just east of town.
No, that's the American Legion.
Oh, American Legion. I'm sorry. Where's the VFW post?
Okay. It's just off Main Street on Veterans Drive. As you're coming from your way, it would
yeah.
be you go up through Main Street and go around the curves there or whatever, and then the Dollar General is on your right.
Okay.
And you make a left there on Veterans Drive.
Very good. So it's actually north.
Correct.
Okay, of Main Street. Got it. Now, one thing that the VFW post in hosting this, I want to make sure this everybody understands this. This is not a political event. This is a prayer vigil, and therefore they're not violating any of their rules regarding this type of meeting at their location.
That's correct.
Okay. And what time are you asking folks to show up?
Well, it starts at 1 o'clock promptly, so, you know, I'll be there, like, by 12:30. So
okay.
You can show up. And
and what's the primary focus of the prayer meeting?
Well, it's about prayer. Let me say a couple of things here. I believe in the power of prayer and that it works. My wife, Trudy, is a good example that it does, as she survived the COVID. She was very, very sick, and we had hundreds of people from way down south to way up north here and praying for her. And could I say a couple other things here?
Sure, yeah, go ahead, Lyle.
Okay, we need prayer. We need, especially, we need this. And we need to pray for Israel, our country, its people, Onaway, our state, our churches, our president, his staff, all elected officials, school board members, doctors, and the healthcare industry. Also, our enemies. If you don't want to forget, we got to pray for our enemies. That's what God tells us. And the list just goes on and on and on, Randy. And I know you discuss a lot of stuff on your program, and we need prayer for you, too. And,
yes, absolutely.
Radio station. Yeah.
Yes. Well, you know, Lyle, one of the things we have been involved in many prayer groups. Pastor Rick Warzak does a nightly call. He's been doing it ever since the election of 2020, and he's well over 1,000 consecutive nights. And we're part of that group, and we're also part of a few others. But it's amazing, and I absolutely agree with you, that this is needed at this time, especially Israel and things that are going on. It's affecting the world's economy. It's affecting oil prices. Price of a barrel of oil has gone up. They're saying that our gas prices are going to go up. The economy, the inflation, all the things that are happening with folks, and of course our elected officials, they need God's divine providence, and they need our prayer to hopefully lead them to doing what's best and what's right for us, our country, our state, even our local counties. And I definitely agree with you 100%. And appreciate you bringing it to our attention. Again, VFW post this Friday. The prayer vigil will start right at 1 o'clock. So if you want to get there a little early and join Lyle and Trudy and many others on Friday, that would be greatly appreciated. So, Lyle, thank you so much for bringing this to our attention.
Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
If you cannot come to this prayer vigil on Friday, stop what you're doing at 1 o'clock and pray with us for a few minutes. And I hope and pray in the very near future our community can come together for prayer such as this. Let's put our differences aside and come together for prayer as we are all affected by what is happening. Please come
Amen.
And be part of this prayer meeting. So,
Amen.
Thank you, Randy.
All right, brother. All right, man. Stay strong. Keep doing the good fight for us, Lyle. We appreciate you. And say hi to Miss Trudy for me.
I will. Thank you.
All right, sir. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye.
Bye-bye. So greatly appreciate Lyle and Trudy, their efforts over the year. Of course, they're very much involved in the pro-life movement, right to life, there in Presque County, Sheboygan, all across northern Michigan. They've been staunch supporters of the Liberty Movement, Tea Party Movement, going all the way back to 2010, and real patriots, and we greatly appreciate them putting this together. Again, the VFW Post there in Onaway, it's behind Onaway Outfitters. I remember now exactly where it's at, so yes, greatly appreciate that. So if you guys can, join them in person. If not, let's all plan on 1 o'clock on Friday to put it on our calendars. I'm going to put it on the show calendar. I'll be mentioning it on Friday's show. 1 o'clock on Friday, just stop what you're doing. Stop your work. Stop whatever you're doing. If you're out on the road driving, pull over to the shoulder. Put your vehicle in park. Turn it off. And just take a couple of minutes to pray. Whatever's on your heart, whatever you're thinking, whatever trials and tribulations you're dealing with, but pray for our country, pray for the world, pray for our state, pray for our elected officials, all of them. Governor, Attorney General, Secretary of State, our Congress people, state senators, state reps, county commissioners, school board members, our communities. Because like Lyle said, him and Trudy absolutely believe in prayer, so do I. When two or more are gathered together in my name, so shall I be. And if we as a listening area, a radio family, take a minute on Friday to pray, our prayers will be answered. We need to understand that we are at a critical time in the world, the history. Read the Bible. Look at what's happening in Israel. Iran backing, providing financial resources to Hamas. I am absolutely convinced that a lot of those rockets that got fired into Israel came from Iran. Where did Iran get the financial resources? Selling oil. Money coming from Biden. All of the things that are setting up this time in our lives, this moment in history, requires, mandates that believers must pray. Friday at 1 o'clock would be a prime, perfect example to do that. One of the things I think people need to understand, and we talked about this last night at our meeting for the Antrim County Conservative Union, we've got vacancies, folks, in many, many, many upcoming pending elections next year. I'm going to have Todd Smallenberg come on Friday. He's going to be with us remotely. I believe he's going to be in Washington, D.C., for veterans. He's going to come on and he is going to talk about the recall efforts of State Representative Cam Cavett. That effort fell short of the required number of signatures. I got a call from Kyle Malin from MERS News Service yesterday. 2,512 signatures short from recalling State Representative Cam Cavett. Well, Todd Smallenberg spoke with him after that phone call with Kyle Malin via text messaging, and he confirmed, yes, they're going to be short. He wants to come on the show Friday to talk about it. But he also told me that out of the, I believe, five counties that the 106th seat is made up of, Todd Smallingbird's been endorsed by four of the five county Republican parties, heading into a primary election head-to-head against Cam Cavett for Republican primary nomination next August. And he prayed for the people to understand why he's doing this and why he is challenging the incumbent state representative Cam Cavett. So he'll be on the show on Friday as well to talk about that. He'll be on with us from 11 to 11:30. So as people understand what's going on, as people become made aware of things happening in our local communities, I'd like to offer up a prayer for the Onaway School District. They have a meeting tonight, 7 o'clock. Father God, I pray that people, that community would come together, that they would stop bickering, fighting, throwing insults and attacks against the elected officials who are volunteering to provide service to that community, to that school board. Father, I pray for peace and unity, that people could just simply come together and work on the issues and the problems at hand. The election is over. The people who got elected are not going anywhere. There will be another election next year. Father, we ask that you absolutely continue to guide that community to heal itself and to provide the public servants, the concerned parents, the people that truly want to fix what's going on in that school district. Father, we ask that you do this for that community. We thank you, thank you, thank you for answering this prayer. And have it on display tonight, Father, at the school board meeting at 7 o'clock. Give people the courage to stand up and speak out at public comment. And again, heal that community. And move forward with the business at hand that needs to be handled according to your divine plan, your divine providence for it. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. And again, Friday, folks, 1 o'clock, just again, plan, put a reminder, an alarm, if you will, on your phone. Make it 12:59 for Friday p.m., Friday, this October 13th, Friday the 13th. Take a minute and pray. When you understand the process in the community, the state, the counties, the country, feel the prayer, they will absolutely be answered. Have faith in it. On the hour news break, we'll be right back.